Danny, quite a derby game for the neutral from the Barnsley perspective. What's your view tonight?
It's a good result for us. I think before the game, you know, I think the Ferry said it would be 2-2. In all the incident pack game that we've had, I think we'd have to come away and say, well, we'll take it at the moment. You know, away from home, you've got to pick points up if you can, you know, and obviously your home form has got to be paramount. But when you come into a game of the magnitude that everybody was making this game to be, it's great to share the spoils, but I did feel we did enough in the game at times to come away with a winning goal, never mind the equaliser.
And the match wasn't without its controversies. Have you had an explanation as to why Martin Craney's goal didn't stand?
Well, no, we haven't. You know, I think the fourth official I spoke to, I've not spoke to Andy Durso, the referee. But, you know, he said it was a bit of pushing in there, but, you know, we've seen it, analysed it, and there's nothing at all goes on. So, you know, we've got to take it on the chin somewhat. We feel a little bit peeved about it because, you know, going in at 2-0 at half-time, it puts us in a really, really strong position and we'd obviously fancy ourselves we want to win the game after that. But at 1-0, you know, we concede a sloppy goal and they get some right back in the game on half-time. It gave them a bit of momentum, I suppose, a bit of belief, where if we're coming at 1-0 down, you know, they're coming at 1-0 down, it may be a different story. But true character from the lads, he kept going for all 90 minutes, and that's what he asked from a team.
And you, well, Barnsley as a team, have suffered late on in recent matches, so to claw some of that back shows great character.
Well, it is, you know, the lovely thing about it from our perspective, there's not been a hangover of losing games, you know, in late periods of the game. You know, we never even thought about it. As I said before, there were a couple of bizarre goals that we conceded last week. We didn't crack under pressure, if you like, you know, and concede. You know, it was just a couple of incidents that happened and it cost us goals. So we've got no mental block about that. You know, we knew that it was just one of those things that happens. You know, but we've got to make sure it doesn't happen too often. And today, you know, we saw us defend very well at times. But we were a threat going forward. And, you know, I think towards the end of the game, there's really only one team who was going to win the game. If it went on in the longer, I felt it was us.
To see Nick Prospich get amongst the goals again, I think that's three now for Barnsley. How encouraging for you is that going forward?
Well, this is what we said before. You know, he's had three chances, I think, in the game and scored two. You know, and that's a great ratio for a striker to have. You know, that's exactly why we brought him in. You know, we knew we could put balls in certain areas, and if he was in there, we needed people to get on the end of him, and that's what he's done. You know, so he's keeping his side of the bargain, that's for sure.
They'd gone 2-1 up, and you made the change to bring O'Brien on. He made a big impact, didn't he, with his energy and work rate?
Absolutely. You know, that's as I said, we've got a squad of players here who can affect the game, and you want players to come on and have an impact at certain parts of the pitch, if you like, and Jim did that. You know, that's why you have the substitutes you have. You know, he's come on, he's put us back on our front foot again. You know, done really, really well for us at times, and that's why the squad system's so good.
It will be remiss of me not to ask about some of the other incidents in the game and the penalty decision that didn't go Doncaster Rovers' way. What was your view on it from the Barnsley perspective?
We thought it was a penalty. You know, we thought that the boys went over a leg, outstretched leg. We thought it was, it was a penalty. We can't argue with that. When you see it again, it might even highlight it. But I haven't seen the replay, I have to say. But Andy Durso didn't see it. And I said before that the problem with that is that you can't make a decision over appeals. You know, and he turned away for a split second for whatever reason, and the incident happened. And by the time he come back again, the player was on the floor. You know, and there's a big uproar. A big roar, I should say, for a penalty. He can't go off them shouts. If he hasn't seen it, he hasn't seen it. So you have to say it's a good decision because he hasn't seen the incident. But he hasn't seen the incident for the goal in ours because there's nothing happened in that one either.
Yeah. In terms of context then, how important a result was this to get the point in the end?
It's a great result. I think from seeing where the game went and how it panned out, it was going behind, you know, and that could have been, it could have been a real kick in the teeth for us really because we didn't deserve to be behind at the time. And I think that, but we persevered, we came back, we got off the front foot, and we put them under pressure. And when you're chasing a game like that, sometimes you don't have any fear, you know. And do you lose 3-1 or do you get it back? You know, and sometimes you've got to do that. You've got to have that little bit of bravery about your forward play. You know, take chances. And we did do that. We took a lot of chances, but you know, it paid big dividends for us at the end, and the reward was fantastic.